Wow, what a start to our music of Tierra del Fuego. We started with the most ancient, most native style of music there, the chanting of a woman named Lola Kiepja, or Kiepja. And she, very sadly, is known as the last Ona person, and the Ona also known as Selknam. They are the native people of Tierra del Fuego, mostly from the big islands called, just the big island, Tierra del Fuego in English. So the land of fire in South America. Also, Patagonia is, of course, the more common name for this area, but Tierra del Fuego is a more specific part. So Patagonia encompasses a larger amount of land, I think, at least. No great explanation why they have two names, but yes, Lola Kiepja. She lived until 1966. Nobody's sure when she was born exactly, but yes, says she was a shaman and a singer, and the voice there is so amazing. It's very well recorded, and I don't actually know how long that piece goes on for. This album of hers that came out in 1972 was 48 minutes long, and it's just her singing alone. So, just letting her heart out. And, yeah, it's hard to tell how ancient what she's singing is. Maybe, who knows, potentially she's just making it all up on the spot, and it has no you know, no history, the stuff she's doing. She's just avant-garde, the last one, but doing something her own. Or maybe it's a song that goes back 8,000 years or so. Yeah, so the people there have been living there for thousands of years, and sadly, it says, in some places it says they've gone extinct. Other places it says that there's just a few left of this this group, the Selknam people, and some people say they've been dispersed throughout South America and no longer are in that area. But either way, it's a very sad story. And that was in the late 1800s that the Spanish came to that part, and there was a lot of people finding gold in that region. So basically, altercations between Europeans and the native people there led to essentially the population being wiped out due to, you know, violent altercations, I'm sure, but also diseases for which they had no immunity. So the people there were that group we heard, the Selknam, and there's also another group called the Yagan. So both from the same region, the southernmost peoples of the Americas. So that was a recording done by a woman named Anne Chapman, apparently a French musicologist. So there you go. We started with something old, and we're going to move forward with something still a classic, a fellow named Walter Buscemi, and he's from the Argentine part of Tierra del Fuego. And most of these artists, in fact, I think all of them are from Argentina and not Chile, although the border is shared. The big island is awkwardly shared between Chile and Argentina, and for a long time they were contesting it, and finally they divided in two in, I think, 1888. So it's kind of an interesting parallel that this part of the world, the south of South America, was developed and discovered by Europeans at the same time as the west coast of North America. So both were extremely distant from Europe, so some of the last places added to the world map, the European world map, that is. Yeah, so we're going to hear Walter Buscemi here with a song from 1994 called De Inmigrantes. Yes, music of Tierra del Fuego, right here on Wandering Rhythms. Thank you.
up, buddy? All right.
You're a dumb mom.
All right, all right.
Holy, that was some rock and roll from the deep south. Some southern rock from Tierra del Fuego. And that group was called La Diablada de Oruro. And that's some mythology from a little further up north in South America, from the Andes of Bolivia in the area called Oruro. It's a traditional dance. People wear crazy devil costumes, and that's all I know about it. But there you go. Some devil. I think you heard the devil speaking in that song, too. Tucutun. And they have an album that came out in 2016. It was called Somos Nosotros. We are us. Us are we. Something. And yeah, they're from Rio Grande, the biggest city in the Argentina part of Tierra del Fuego. Before that piece of music, we heard a beautiful track by Tomas Batista, and the song was Mano Sangre from the album Claro Scuro. And yes, true, though, he does play all the instruments. And yeah, mixes prog rock with the folklore, the folk music of Patagonia. Yeah, and before that, Walter Buscemi, classic singer, and the song De Inmigrantes from the 90s. He is a singer, classic of that area. And in Spanish, by the way, the people there are called Fueguina. Yes, from Tierra del Fuego, they're called Fueguinas. That's kind of cute. And got my friend Alex in the studio, also host of the next program, The Generic Alternative.
Buenos tardes, señor.
Alex, you are not from Tierra del Fuego.
Mi no hablo español, señor.
You're speaking it, though.
You're lying. No, señor. Picante.
Spicy.
Spicy.
So we got something very important to talk about that's going on down there in Tierra del Fuego. We got a Canadian problem, and this is serious. It's kind of funny, but it's also super serious. So in the 1940s, 1946, 25 pairs of Canadian beavers were brought to the archipelago of Tierra del Fuego in an attempt to bring the fur industry to the area. Back in the 40s, they had crazy ideas, and it turns out there are no natural predators down there to the beavers because, well, beavers have never been there before. So it created havoc on the natural landscape.
Muerte.
Yeah, lots of muerte. And there's a documentary about it. It came out in 2015 called Invaders of the End of the World. And these beavers are looking pretty smug here. I think they're pretty happy about having this amazing paradise to themselves. But now they've destroyed an area apparently twice the size of the whole city of Buenos Aires. This is not in the city, but in the natural, beautiful wilderness. But yes, these beavers are just making a big old mess there. And yeah, they're flooding a lot of places. Animals are dying. They're just bad all around. So now they're going to try to exterminate them, spending about $8 million on a population control project. So it's going to be a giant beaver massacre. There's apparently 100,000 beavers they're going to exterminate on a 10-year mission. 10,000 beavers a year. That's like how many beavers a day? That's a lot of beavers a day. So this is a weird story, but it happened. People were wacky, and they did bad things. So they brought the Canadian beaver to Argentina. So people down there, we're so sorry. We didn't think this is a good idea either.
¿Hablo inglés?
Poquito.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so weird. You're right, that's a lot of beavers.
Yeah.
What the heck?
There's about 15 million beavers in Canada, so I mean, we've got more beavers here, but this is going to be like the second coming of the fur trade, where beavers in Canada hundreds of years ago were almost exterminated by
trappers,
some of the first Europeans. Yeah. Hudson Bay Company, etc. And it's going to happen again. Argentina, there's probably not going to be too many people rallying for the beavers, so
no.
I don't know. Maybe some crazy Canadians will go down there and
try and save them, ship them on a ship back up to Canada.
Yeah.
Probably not. I feel like they're going to like start killing it and then eating them.
Well,
maybe they already do.
They do eat beavers. There's a show called Moose Meat and Marmalade where I learned this. It's a strange Canadian show.
But, you know, Argentina, they just whoosh, yep. Have a beaver tail.
I don't know if they've developed a taste for beaver tails yet. But apparently the beaver, the actual tail of a beaver, not just the pastry, is edible.
I could see that.
Crunchy.
Rubbery.
Rubbery.
Oh, yeah. Rubbery and crunchy. Oh, so a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like the tips, like the edges.
Mm.
The outline is delicious.
Poor beavers, though. They're so cute and they're so smart. I don't know how smart they are, but they got big teeth anyway.
Well, they have to gnaw on things, otherwise they die, right?
Yeah,
they're pretty cute. I like beavers. They're the best. And now they're all going to die.
Only the South American Canadian beavers. So Canadian beavers, get out of there while you still can.
Migrate into the other provinces.
Jump on a plane. Jump on a train. Whatever you can do. Just get on out of there. Build a boat. You got good woodworking skills.
Yeah. How are they going to even catch these? Because I bet these beavers are like... pretty, like, they're good at hiding.
That's the thing, yeah.
They go underwater? These are, like, amphibious creatures.
Yeah,
like, how are you going to hunt them? Are you going to get, like, the scuba diving patrol? Is that where $8 million comes from? They're going to hire, like, super elite amphibious
Navy.
Force?
The naval marine
unit. Guns, yeah.
Yeah, they apparently already tried to get the local peoples down there to help hunt the beavers, but they just... They don't have a clue how to do it. So we get the boats, and we get the rifles, and we get the fishing lures, and we throw TNT inside there.
Just boom. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So anyways, all this beaver talk was actually leading somewhere. A song by the next artist is called El Castor y el Pingüino, The Beaver and the Penguin.
Not the pangolin, because that thing's like endangered. The penguin, the beaver and the penguin.
Yes, yes, there are penguins in Tierra del Fuego. There's more in Antarctica, I mean, but they're still in this area as well. So El Castor y el Pingüino, I don't know if it's a love story or a battle story, but yeah, for the first time in humanity, penguins and beavers are living side by side.
Unheard of, unprecedented.
Crazy times. So this is an artist, Simon Radowski, from the city of Ushuaia in Argentina, Tierra del Fuego. And you may or may not have beavers and penguins in the group, but this is some pretty sweet, almost like Rage Against the Machine style.
Sweet.
Rock music with rapping in Spanish. So, yes, came out, wow, just this year, January 2017, the album La Matanza Anonima. So, yeah, some trailblazing new beaver and penguin music here. Wandering rhythms in Tierra del Fuego.
Dicen que trabajan por la propina, pero todos sabemos que venden cocaína en el fin de reparto fechetos. Y se acercan a los turistas que bajan de crucero. Yo los he visto, no hay ningún secreto. En el Valle de Lobos se agacharon los perros cínicos, piromaníacos. Y se dieron 480 y el bosque fue hino. En el verano no paran de hacer cagadas, cortan la fibra óptica y también el agua.
El castor es pingüino.
No se pueden confiar.
El castor es pingüino.
No se pueden confiar.
El castor es pingüino.
No se pueden confiar.
El castor y el pingüino se fueron haciendo amigos.
We'll be right back.
le importó y le rompió el corazón.